Hi, I'm Javad Gharoi. I'm an Iran trotter. I'm traveling to the most pristine terrains of my beloved country and uncovering to you its many beauties. This time, I've come to Ardabil province. But the purpose of my trip is not to explore Ardabil. I'm going to walk the Khalkhal Asalem or Asalem Khalkhal Road, a beautiful popular hiking trail in the north of Iran. To be clear, I'll be going from Khalkhal to Asalem, but I won't be traveling on the same road as all the other tourists and holidaymakers. This is a very old trail used by the people of Talish for their seasonal movements from the Khalkhal region to the Talish region of Gilan province. And they'd walk all the way there and back. They'd go from their summer pastures in this region to their winter abodes in Asalem. But unfortunately, thick fog has blanketed this whole area and is preventing us from filming the Khalkhal area altogether. We haven't been able to film the Kelly Khal. That's only around 200 meters away from where I'm standing. Now we're going to go down to Navrud Valley. On our way, we're going to traverse the summer pastures, very old villages located in this area and along this route, before we arrive in the Asalem region. I hope we won't run into any problems. I leave Ardabil province and after a long walk arrive in the heights of Asalem in Gilan province. The Keri's summer pastures are filled with freshness. The sounds of the herds and the shepherd's flute fill the air in the area.
شیر گوسفندا بیشتر میشه، گوسفندا اشتهاشون بیشتر میشه برای خوردن، آب بیشتری میخورن، علوفه بیشتری میخورن، آرامش میگیرن.
مخصوصا که آب میخورن. برای آب خوردن. آره.
In the words of the people of Keri, this area that's now turned into a large pasture was covered with trees some 40 or 50 years ago. In other words, it was an extension of the forests lying in the lowlands of the Talish area. But as a result of overgrazing for extended periods of time and the increasing numbers of the sheep here, all that forest area has turned into a pasture. Even the pastures are on their way out because there are so many herds of sheep grazing here, the earth has become loose, destroying the vegetation in the area altogether. And when the vegetation disappears, there will be no roots to keep the earth in place. Gilan has a wet climate, which means heavy downpours that cause the earth to slide, and in some cases they cause flash floods in the low-lying areas. And that is one of the biggest problems that Iranians, those living in or near forest areas, especially the Hyrkanian forests, are grappling with. I hope these pastures will be restored. I hope new trees will grow on them for the next generation to benefit from.
خوبی شما، بفهم خواهش دیگم، بفهم، سلام. خوبی شما، سلام، خسته نباشید. حالا شما خوبه خواهر، سلام، خوبی شما. چکار میکنی، اینا چیه؟ اوه، چقدر توت فرنگی. توت فرنگی رو از کجا چیدید؟
از جنگل.
از تو جنگل؟
آره، از اون پایین جنگل.
اینا وحشیه، نه خیلی ریزه، ولی وای چه عطری داره. عطرش عالیه. از جنگل میچینید اینجا خودتون میاد چیکارش میکنید الان دارید؟
مربا میتازید.
برای مربا، برای مربا. به به.
I always establish good rapport with the people I meet during my trips around my beloved country. And those relationships help me get to know the customs, the traditions, and the cultures of these wonderful people. I learn many things from them. Right at the beginning of my trip to the summer pastures, Hassan, one of the honorable men of Kerry, invites me to his beautiful traditional house. A house made from tree branches, like all the other houses built in Gil.
عجب جایی داری زندگی میکنی اینجا.
خوف دیگه.
واقعا بهشته. اسم این منطقتون چیه؟ اسم یلاقتون چیه؟
کری.
کری؟
ناو کری بر.
بعد خود این دره اسمش چیه؟ دره ناورود همینه؟ این تا روستای ناو بالا ناو پایین پایین میده.
ما اصلا
خونه قشنگی داریم.
مسیر ایلراه قدیم شما بوده.
قدیم شما.
یعنی قدیمی اینجا اینو
گفتم میبالیم. بله.
من چند کیلومتر کلا باید راه برم تا به اصلم برسم؟
شما الان از این خلخا تا اصل 70 کیلومتر.
خب
15 کیلومتری 55 کیلومتر تا 50 کیلومتر لخصی رو داری 55 کیلومتر تا اصل 70 کیلومتر.
خب تو این مسیری که دارم میرم چه روستاهایی هست؟ الان روستا هست.
اینجا رو کره بله. پایین کره ما بهش کولارو میگیم.
کولارو.
ها. پیاده روی.
بله.
با اسب قاطی میریم. بعدم از کوره راست میشه مسله دره.
خب
آره اونجا دیگه رودخونه رودخونه همه رو دیگه
مسیرش راحته راه
نه خرابه سنگلاخه. خب بعدم میرید ناو بالا ناو پایین. از ناو پایین جوش دیدنی خیلی خیلی قدیمی ها خیلی
من شنیدم این روستای ناو بالا ناو پایین تا هزار سال آره. انگار قدمت داشته
ناو بالا دیگه سیل بوده چیز ازش نمونده
کسی زندگی نمی کنه
یک دو نفر همه سیل برده دیگه سنگلاخه شد چی بگم افتضاحه
درسته
ناو پایین زندگی میکنه قدیم قدیم آقا این شد 100 120
بله.
650 سال معلوم زندگی کنه الان وضعی که بهتر شده
بله.
قدیما جوان ها رفتن پیرا موندن خب گاو دارن گوسفند دارن اسب دارن قطار دارن هر اصلی برای خودشون دارن دائم اینجا زندگی میکنن گیلان نمیرن زندگی همین جایی
My good friend Hassan insists that I spend the day in the village. So I seize the opportunity to walk among the people and learn more about them. Before this land was named Gilan, it had other names. In Avesta, the primary collection of religious texts of Zoroastrianism, this area has been introduced as Varenna. The Greek named this region the Caduci, after an ancient people who lived here before the emergence of the Aryans. Before the advent of Islam, the Gilan region was called Daylaman. Eventually, it was renamed Gilan. A name derived from the climate and the weather in this region. Because of the heavy rainfalls in Gilan, the surface of the earth is usually covered with mud and sludge. In the local dialect, mud is referred to as Gil, and Gilan is the land of people who have their feet in Gil or mud, but are always facing the sun, always hopeful and always radiant. Gilan is known as a place where the earth has turned into mud as a result of abundant rainfalls. But when I get there, there isn't much mud to see. This province, and indeed the whole country, has witnessed a sharp decrease in precipitations, and that means dried lands, plants, and reduced grazing grounds for the livestock in Kerry. With enough rain, this region becomes lush with flowers and other plants. brimming with natural freshness. The mountains show off their expansive green sides adorned with beautiful red poppies. Ample rain coming down in the spring season and in the summer turns the region into a veritable green patch cut out of heaven. And this year's drought spell hasn't spared beloved Iran's wettest province. The dearth of feed is not the only problem facing the people of Kerry. The sharp decline in rainfall provides the ground for a viral disease to afflict the livestock and inflict heavy losses. The people living here say the disease spreads everywhere during a drought, and that the reason behind its rapid spread is the drought and the thirsty plants. When they come down with the virus, the animals get painful mouth ulcers that prevent them from eating properly. As a result, they lose a lot of weight. Eventually, the raw ulcers spread to the animals' legs and hooves and literally crippled them. In the past, the Navrud Valley was a trail that Khalkhal nomads traversed to get to Asalem in Gilan. The Azeris living in this area would take their produce from Asalem to Khalkhal and exchange them with rice, tea, and other amenities produced in Gilan. But now there is a paved road between the mountain and the forest, allowing people to travel back and forth in automobiles. The Talish nomads of Kerry don't migrate using the old trail anymore. The people of Kerry are livestock herders and are originally Talish, an unpretentious, hardworking people who spend 5 months each year in higher plateaus like this one, and in the cold season they move to the forests of Asalem. Talish is indigenous to a region shared between Azerbaijan and Iran, which spans the South Caucasus and the southwestern shore of the Caspian Sea. But unfortunately, the signing of the shameful Treaty of Golestan between Imperial Russia and Persia on October 24, 1813, during the reign of Fath Ali Shah Qajar, confirmed the ceding and inclusion of what is today Dagestan, Georgia, most of the Republic of Azerbaijan, and parts of northern Armenia from Iran into the Russian Empire. And 14 years after that, the disgraceful Treaty of Turkmenchay cut the Talish region in half, separating the indigenous inhabitants from each other. But the Talish who live in Iran today have deep ties with each other and their culture. The Talish of Kerry are a self-sufficient people, themselves producing most of their food.
پدر یه سوالی دارم. زبان شما زبان تالشیه درسته؟ خودتون هم تالش هستید. اما اینجا من میبینم بعضی وقتا آذری یا ترکی هم صحبت میکنید. چرا؟
من بلدم.
به خاطر اینکه نزدیک خلخال هستید. شما با خلخال هی مراوده دارید درسته؟ یعنی شما که میرفتید خلخال هی جنس بفروشید جنس بخرید مجبور شدید که ترکی یاد بگیرید. ترکی حرف میزنید.
بله گیدرم خلخالا. گلدم آذری لازم.
باریکلا.
اساس آذری.
یعنی شما الان هم فارسی بلدی، هم تالشی بلدی، هم آذری، سه زبان بلدی. خیلی خوبه.
فارسی خیلی کم بلدم.
زبان تالشی کمتر دارن مردم صحبت میکنن، درسته؟ من احساس میکنم یعنی بعضی از جوانای شما خودتون دارید میگید که اینجا زبان تالشی کم کم داره از بین میره. چرا؟
از بین همین بچه‌ها با فارسی حرف می‌زنن. حال اونجا دب شدی. برای من نمی‌دونم خاطر مدرسه بود. یا برای چی؟ یا با چشکی دنیا آمد با این زبان فارسی یاد میگیره. ولی این قسمت با آدما بعدش میاد.
بله.
زبان خودش که حرف میزنه. اون تولشتو به طرف اون طرف
آها بله.
بعدش میاد. زبان خودش حرف
میزنه. زبان خودش حرف میزنه.
One of the challenges, in other words, one of the problems, one of the cultural problems facing the ethnic Talysh in the Gilan region is that the Talysh language is starting to be forgotten. Because the younger generation, be it for school or television or interacting with communities who don't speak the same language, tend to speak less and less Talishi. And that's a terrible thing, the reason being the Talishi language is simply dying away once and for all. At the moment, it's the Talysh elders here who are able to speak the language fluently. Many of the young people who live here right now can't speak it very well. They don't know many of the words, and that means their language is going to face a serious threat in the future. Work is the best hobby for those dwelling in the natural world. But apart from that, there is another pastime that's very popular among the nomads here. And that is visiting the kith and kin. Normally, Napers spend many a night getting together in one of these shacks, exchanging pleasantries, taking a trip down memory lane, or discussing problems. It is starting to get dark, and I'm invited to Uncle Parviz's hut for dinner. Parviz is my good friend Hassan's father. That evening, I learn peculiar yet interesting things about the culture and beliefs of the Talysh people in the past and present.
یعنی شما با خانومتون جلوی بچه‌هاتون حرف نمی‌زدید؟
نه، پیش پدرم.
پیش پدرتون.
پیش پدر مادرم و باب نه با خانومم حرف می‌زدم،
نه با بچه‌ها.
نه با بچه‌ها اصلا نگاه نمی‌کردی.
چرا آخه؟
اون رسم بود
دیگه. رسم رسم عجیبیه. حاج پرویز میگه که من جلوی پدر مادرم اصلا با بچه‌ام و با خانومم حرف نمی‌زدیم برای اینکه بد می‌دونستیم.
هممون همونجوری بودیم.
آخه اینکه بد نیست.
شب عروسی یا روز یا شب مثلا یا آقا پرویز یا من یا این آقا
بله.
من دیگه اونجا نمیموندم. من رفتیم یه جا پنهان شده بودیم. آره پنهان شدیم.
عروسی شب عروسی خودش بود دیگه.
خوب.
اینجا نموند دیگه. رفت
جای
دیگه.
جای دیگه من اونجا پنهان شده بودم.
من جواد.
آقا جواد.
خوب.
عروسی اما بود جانگیره.
چون
چیکون خطا بود. اصلا بیارم. چه
دیدی برکم
من شد. جدی قایم شد.
نیدی برکم من شد.
کتر قایم شد. عادیش آوردن.
خب.
گذاشتن خونه.
از این فیلم من
بعد شب از جای رفته اومد خونه. اون خوب یادم میاد.
خیلی عجیبه.
واقعاش خیلی.
یعنی داماد اینقدر خجالتی بود اون زمان ها حجبه‌هایشون به این شکل اینجا که
یعنی رو با اصف بردن اگه اما
یعنی عروسه که با اصف میرن داماد نباید تو خونه باشه داماد میرفت یه چون خواهی میشه تو کوه بعد یه جور خبردار میشه که مثلا عروس اومده اشتی به خونه بعد اون یواشه که دوباره میمد تو خونه آره شوهر شما هم کار
کرده اینا همه رو اصف آوردن
با اصف آوردن ولی داماد هم نبود داماد خواهی میشه تو کوه
من میرم تو جای جای برم
میرم خونه فامش
توی خامه میرم خواهی میشد بعد میمانیم یه
سیفر داشت و عروسی اینا من خجالت میکشیدم من 30 سال با پدر شوهرم زندگی کردم پیشش غذا نخوردم
30 سال جلوی پدر شوهرتون غذا نخوردیم
آقا جواد
اینجوری میکردیم غذا رو میخوردیم
آقا جواد
بله من جواد
آقا جواد مثلا بابا اون موقع عروس آورد مثلا بعد از اون عروس رو آورد مثلا عروس رو میان اینجا قایم میکرد
یه پرده میزدی؟
یه پرده اینجوری میزد اینجوری عروس اینجا میمونه
خیلی جالبه
آدم یه چشی اینجا در
اگه اینجا هم نگاه میکرد بزرگا براشون اخ میکردن خونه ما اگر هوا که مگر اینجا نگاه میکنی
نباید نگاه بکنی
24 تا 48 تا باید پشت پرده بمونه
والله
I'm going to head down to the bottom of Navrud Valley tomorrow and walk the length of the old Khalkhal Asalem nomad trail. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to leave the hut for 2 days. It's around 43 to 44 degrees now in the middle of, well, it's not even midsummer. It's almost the beginning of the summer, the final days of spring. It's very hot and dry in the capital city, Tehran, at the moment. Here we are in the village on the Khalkhal Asalem route, and the heavy rain won't allow us to enter into the Navrud Valley, where we can walk to the ancient nomad trail that links Khalkhal to Asalem. I hope this very wet and cold weather will let up tomorrow, so we can move on. I hope so.
خواستگاهی چایی میریزید؟ بزن باید داماد بیارید؟
قدیما که ماد نبود نمیدونم ولی الان هست.
الان هست ولی قدیما شما خودتون مثلا خواستگاری اومدن چای ریختید بردید؟
قدیمی نیست.
نه
نه
چون قدیما مثلا دختر نمی اومد تو جمع.
نه
خیلی عذر میخوام. آقا پرده جای برادر بزرگی منه، اینم پسرموی منه.
بله.
پدر من میخواست با دختر عمر به من بده، مثلا با پسر عمر صحبت کرد با خود ازدواج.
بله.
من گفتم بابا شما چه حرف میزنی؟ گفت غلط نکن، به تو چه مربوطه؟ میخوام ازدواج بکنی، دختر عمر به من، دختر عمر به من بده. گفت حرف تو فوزی نمیگیر، تو دخالت نکن.
پس رفت
ندید میدادن.
On the third day, I say goodbye to the kind people of Kerry and set out on the rest of my journey in relatively good weather. Behind me, I see a beautiful view of the summer pastures. But deforestation in the highlands in the years past and overgrazing in the same period have taken their toll on the environment. With the growth in our populations on Earth, and with the change in lifestyles that demand more and more comfort, we humans have begun to overuse the limited natural resources afforded us by our planet, and in doing so, we are violating the laws of nature. Unfortunately, most of us humans have grown accustomed to watching the degradation of nature, and over time, we have become indifferent to what's becoming of the environment. This is where Navrud Valley begins, and the spring that you see down there is where Navrud River begins and flows all the way down to Asolem. It's so slippery because of all the recent rain. This is the season when the wild fruits in the Elhani forests yield. The most important fruit in the Alborz forests is the delicious sour plums. They are pesticide-free and fertilizer-free. They are as organic as they can get. They're perfect. Wow, look over here. This is so beautiful. Look how God has created a natural vase in the trunk of this tree with so many beautiful and different little plants. It's just gorgeous. I have a long way ahead of me. I have a great feeling walking along the same trail as the nomads inhabiting this region. My head is buzzing with the voices of the men and women of the nomadic tribes. The laughter of children riding on horses accompanying their parents in the transhumans. The folks in this region had their own very unique set of beliefs in the past. Beliefs that would be out of place in today's world. But the symbol of one of those beliefs was still standing tall on my way. This is it. I'm smack in the middle of the nomadic trail that begins in the Kerry summer pastures and stretches all the way down to Asolem. I was told by the people of Kerry that halfway on the trail, I'd come across a tree with lots of stones on it. Well, these stones didn't go out there on their own. During the practice of moving livestock in a seasonal cycle, they'd pick up a stone and throw it into that hollow on the trunk of this tree. If the stone stayed up there, the lady who had thrown it would become pregnant that year. That, of course, was a belief held by the ancient people. So, if the stone fell down to the ground, they probably wouldn't get pregnant and would continue down the path with a heavy heart. So interesting. The horse can't continue on the old trail because this bit is impassable. So we're going to have to take a detour. We're going to walk along the river for now and get back to the old trail a little bit further down. On my way, I walk past telltale signs of floods and landslides caused by the human destruction of the forests in the highlands. I have already walked half of the trail when rain clouds start to accumulate in the sky above and torrential rain comes pelting down. Wow, just take a look at how beautiful this is. My goodness. This fella is a spruce sawyer that lives in the Hyrcanian forests. Its very long antennae are almost 3 times its body length. This is one of the most beautiful insects you can see in the Hyrcanian forests. God must have taken his time creating you. It's really beautiful. I better let it go so it can get on with its life in the forests. Off you go, buddy. Luckily enough, the filming crew and I stumble onto a deserted village a few hundred meters from where we are standing and take shelter in one of the houses before we get soaking wet. I can feel the spirits of the many and varied memories of very simple human beings wandering about in these deserted homes. When the rain finally stops falling, I leave that very beautiful hamlet and continue my journey. Before long, it starts to rain cats and dogs once again. I have no choice but to keep walking because I have to cross the river and get out of the valley before the floods come. This is also what's great about the environment. It's full of freshness and joy. This rain has made us all wet to the bone and prevented us from continuing our walk, of course, only for now. Still, we're enjoying every moment and are thankful to God for sending down rain after such a long time. It hadn't rained here for 2 or 3 months. Fortunately, in the past 6 or 7 days since we came to this region, we've been getting great rainfalls. I hope it'll rain again and again, even if that means we can't film. Thank you, God. Finally, after a long walk, I've arrived in the Upper Nav village. Unfortunately, not much is left of it, and no one lives here anymore. No families, nothing. Because floods and landslides have destroyed the houses that used to be here. I can only see a couple of houses that are still standing, though nobody lives in them anymore. I'm going to have to head out right away and get to the Lower Nav village. This is no place to stay in. I went through Upper Nav that had almost been wiped off by floods and landslides in previous years, and eventually, after spending hours walking under the sun and in the rain, I arrived in the Lower Nav village. It was a quiet little hamlet, and it seemed like there weren't many people living in it. Moments after I step into Lower Nav, one of the kind men of the village invites me to his house.
Salam. حالا شما چطوره؟ خوب هستی شما؟ سلامتی؟ ناو پایین که میگن همینجاست دیگه نه؟ همینه، بسیار عالی، سلام. حالا من از سمت خلخال اومدم، از اون گردنه کری تا ییلاق رد کردم و ناو بالا رد کردم، رسیدم به اینجا.
من داشت میشم خدمت شما.
زنده باشی، مزاحمتون نمیشم دیگه.
نه، میشم باید مهمانی ما باشی.
مزاحمتون نیستیم که؟ حتما، میتونیم در خدمتون باشیم؟
بیا، میشم در خدمت شما.
قربان شما، چشم، حتما.
A house that radiates beauty, serenity, and a spirit of life. It is home to a simple family whose members live together with hope and hard work, and with a disdain for extravagance and pretension.
My father said that here for thousands of years he lived. Very
old.
Very old. Then all the houses of Nava are the same old and worn. Is that right? No one came to build a new house. The same shape, but the walls are different. But the houses are traditional. All of
them.
دوست دارید این خونه های سنتی همینطور حفظ بشه؟
آره.
هیچ وقت از بین نره یا نه دوست دارید خونه های بلوک سیمانی و آجوری و آهنی اینا بیاد؟
بلوک اصلا فایده نداره اونا.
آره کرده.
اصلا فایده نداره. ولی این مثلا یه دونه اگم چراغ از تو کنه بذاریم مثلا گرم میشه.
بله.
خیلی گرم میشه. مثلا تو اونم سنگ گلم درست میکنه.
بله.
اگم تو تا اون بخاری باشه تا صبح اگم بسوزه فایده نداره.
ولی سن... خونه های کاگلی و چوبی گرم نگرده. بعد تو تابستون هم که اینجا گرم بشه اینجا همش خونه
سرد.
البته اینجا الان تو تابستوناش هیچ وقت فکر نمیکنم گرم بشه چند.
نه درست سرد.
Yusuf has let me use the best and most beautiful room in his house to rest in tonight. I really envy the people living here in such a nice house. This one is around 150 years old, with its wooden beams, wooden ceilings, with walls made of cob, all these walls, those recesses they have created into the walls, these hand-woven kilims and jajim rugs covering the floors, so colorful, so beautiful, so exotic. Being here just fills you with energy. These houses are full of positive energy. They give you so much peace. Apart from that and all these aesthetic delights, these people themselves are such pure souls, so amiable, so hospitable. They make you feel so at home, so welcome. I feel like this is my own house. I really don't want to leave this house. I think tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day because I'm going to visit many other houses like this one, old houses that are fortunately still standing. I'm going to feast my eyes on them. Good night for now. Man, I love the vibes I'm getting from this house. I have so much peace here. The next morning, I wake up to the voices of the people and the sounds of the livestock in the village. It's so interesting. This place is sort of considered as the Qishloq for the people of Kerry, who are in their Yeylaq as we speak. But to the people of Nav, this is Yeylaq. Their Qishloq is near Asolem, in fact. It's very cool here, but it snows a lot here and it can get very cold in the winter. Lower Nav is a special village. the traditional architecture of all the houses has been preserved. Fortunately, there are no new buildings with urban architectural designs. The houses of the people of Talysh who live in the forest are made from wood, stones, and cob. Houses that are perfectly compatible and harmonious with the natural environment. Houses that don't harm the traditional and historical design of the village. Constructions that harbor a lot of positive energy. The people of Lower Nav are using a water turbine planted on the path of Nav River to produce electricity. That means electricity in every house here. But if electricity reaches some village somewhere, it spells the beginning of the end for that village in terms of its culture and traditions. But despite having electricity and a clinic, the people here have preserved all their old customs. The architecture of the houses here is traditional and absolutely beautiful. None of the buildings here is new. Every house has followed the architectural design endemic to this region. They've all preserved the traditional architectural design. This is one of those villages that I think our country's cultural heritage organization should try and keep in its current condition. It should help the inhabitants here protect and preserve these houses and their architecture that goes back many years so that traces of the customs of the culture and traditions of the people of Gilan are passed on to the next generations. Villages like this are rare. Villages that have survived to this day and look like this, they have to be preserved. In the middle of the village, I run into families painting the exteriors of their houses in their own traditional way. And they do so with great skill and collaboration. But they don't use paint. They do it in a different way every year. It is a custom observed by the people of the village. The mud fills the cracks in the walls, keeping these houses warm in the winter and cool in the hot season. The spirit of these old traditional houses is the reason behind the calm and tranquility among the people of the village. Apart from them, the presence of these unpretentious, pure souls in the village make these houses even more valuable. Humans are influenced to a great extent by the environment they live in. That's how their souls and attitudes towards the things around them are formed. There are many things around us, humans, things that are beautiful and things that are ugly. Good people with pure souls and people whose internal flames have flickered out. We humans grow up to look like what we think we will. We can grow up to be beautiful with good and beautiful thoughts, or be unattractive because of our dreadful negative thoughts. The people of Nav aren't exempt from that rule. They are born in the pristine natural environment afforded them by forests, and are influenced greatly by the beauties of nature. They grow up in the company of trees, rivers, and mountains, of people nurtured by Mother Nature herself. Nature that's a manifestation of the creator of life.
بذار یک خوشگل ازت بگیرم یادگاری. یه بار دیگه که بیام اینجا حتما براتون میارمش. یک دو سه خدا حفظت کنه. خیلی ممنونم. خیلی خونتون قشنگه. ایشالله که خونتون همیشه همینطور پابرجا بمونه. زنده باشی ایشالله. خیلی ممنون. با اجازتون. الان دیگه بازم کشاورزی میکنید یا نه؟
نه نه
کشاورزی جمع شد، زنبورداییتون کم شد، باغداری کم شد به خاطر بچه ها؟
بله، به خاطر بچه ها، بله
ایداده
چون حالا من نمیتونم کار بکنم
بچه ها هم نمیان کمکتون میکنن؟ بچه ها چرا کمکتون نمیکنن؟
بچه‌ها میگن ما بریم گیلان کار بکنیم.
شما یه عمر آخر زحمتشون رو کشیدی.
من زحمت کشیدم.
نیست. همه چیز براشون مهیا کردی. این همه درخت گردو، این همه زنبور، این همه دام.
برای اینا اونها همه مال منه.
چرا نمیان پس کمکتون بکنن؟ دیگه چی میخوان بچه‌ها؟
An increasing number of the young people in the village continue to take an interest in moving to a city and living there for a more comfortable life. But without a doubt, they don't know the price they will have to pay for it. The price for a higher income and more facilities available in cities is peace and frugality, is breaking their bond with the natural world and its beauties, abandoning the strong bonds with family members and relatives, getting stuck in the rat race, the hustle and bustle of city life, and the day-to-day monotony, a fact that the old beekeeper knows all too well. But in the words of Fatullah, the children of today don't comprehend that easily because they have little life experience. Living in a village and in the natural world involves its own difficulties. They don't expect the dirt road that leads to the village to be paved because they know very well that a paved road means the most extensive destruction of the natural environment in the area and a replacement of Nav's traditional culture and old houses with a new culture and with modern buildings. But despite the absence of piped water, the people of Nav live a beautiful life. They have the water from the river Nav and other drinking water springs. They have orchards and farmlands. They have clean air and a tranquil environment, topped off with precious, beautiful houses. These people earn a living from farming, keeping bees and livestock. Living and working in such an environment contributes to the physical and mental well-being of these people, a hard-working community who earns an honest living doing manual labor. Nature is these people's home and their children's playmate. The kids here want to play, they come to the river and make each other wet, and they make no exceptions. The happiness and energy of these village children really touches me. In addition to all the beauties of this village, my visit to the ruins of one particular house also stuck with me. The Khan's old house.
This house is yours?
بلا آردی خوابونه روزگار میخوان بجه جوابونه نگو اینای دل و بای دیوانه.
Unfortunately, there was no one around to rescue this unique and beautiful house. This house, along with all the other buildings in Nav, have great cultural value for Gilan province and Iran proper. The houses here are falling into ruin one after another, and the residents are emigrating to cities one family at a time. This is the day when I bid farewell to the kind people of Nav. I have to resume my journey to the shores of the Caspian Sea in Gilan province. I still have a long way to go on the nomadic trail. The beauties that lay on the way keep fatigue and exhaustion at bay. As I resume my journey, I wish for the Hyrcanian forests in this region to be preserved, from the summer pastures to the Caspian Sea coastline in Asalem. I wish for the natural environment in Gilan to be preserved. I wish for the preservation and registration of the architecture and culture of the people in Nav village. I wish for the people of Nav to have piped drinking water in their homes. I also wish the dirt trail that links the ancient villages in this region would never be paved with asphalt, so this pristine natural environment is preserved for our future generations. Cut, guys. I almost fell off. Let's do it over.